Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epstein, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Today, we are talking about moving from pissed to passion. I love it. I love it. I'm all for it because I feel like that's kind of the process of what I've been working towards post-body betrayal trauma for about 10 years. And we talk a lot about anger and how to use that and how important it is and what a valuable indicator it is. And we've had podcasts on, you know, emotions being our illuminators. And I love anger as an illuminator because it really does shine the light on what's wrong. It helps you to see where to set boundaries. It helps you to see the role that you're playing in toxic relationships. It helps you to see when you need to move into action and not be still, okay? When did still turn to stuck? And when it turns to stuck, let's get angry about it, okay? So I love anger. And being pissed off is probably means that if it's gotten to that point, you've harbored the anger a little bit too long. Maybe you're not loving your anger. Maybe you're not listening to your anger. Maybe it's starting to get close to embitterment, or resentment and things like that that make us sick. So let's talk about moving from pissed into passion. Like, how do you use that to really cultivate this fieriness and motivation and, you know, inside of you? Which I believe is perfectly possible. And it's definitely something I've been working towards over the past decade because anger was an emotion that I was very comfortable with. So I leaned into it. And we have this tendency to lean into and gravitate towards our strengths. So be mindful of that. Maybe anger isn't the strength, but we still need to notice it. We still need to cultivate that relationship so that it can, you know, communicate with you and tell you, like, all right, it's time to move. It's time to set that boundary. Okay. Very, very important, moving from pissed to passion. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the dangers of being stuck in it, especially when it comes, well, specifically when it comes to body betrayal trauma, because when you are in that anger stage, when you're part of that stage one, grieving the loss, and the anger is coming up, you know, you have been in denial and you've teeter-tottered between just full-blown denial and refusal to to look at the issues at hand. And you've gone into the bargaining, like, if I do this and I do that, then I can have my old life back. If I do this, then maybe, you know, I won't feel this pain anymore. And you're bargaining and still probably diving into denial some. Eventually, you're going to move into that state of anger. And what is dangerous at that point is what I call the F it button. You know what I'm talking about. You know, hitting that big easy button, right? The easy button, the F it button that says, forget it, it's too much. And this is where I really need to caution our listeners, because most of us have a tendency to be very polarized, very black and white, very all or nothing. And if we are angry and we're like, F it, we're going to go into the all or we're going to go into the nothing. And if you're coming out of bargaining and you've been trying and you've been making efforts and you've convinced yourself, if I just did this and this would get better, and then the anger comes up, a lot of time we hit that button and we go all the way back to forget it. I give up. This is too hard. All of that. And I just don't want that for you. Okay. So this is a time when you're in your anger to really settle in the gray, okay? All the beautiful flavors and richness of gray, okay? Not black, not white, not always, not never, but sometimes, okay? Every now and then, right? There's so much richness. There's so much flavor. There's so much zest. There's so much passion in the middle. Okay. And I do not want our audience to miss out on the passion in life. Okay. This is a big part of moving from pissed to passion, is to stay in the gray. Okay. Soak up and experience all of the goodness, all of the richness, all of the excitement, all of the positive energy. And yes, equally in equal parts, fully experience the sorrow, the grief, the loss, the hurt, the pain, the sacrifice. Okay. There is beauty in all of it. But being willing to sit there and soak up all of that feeling and really live this life to the fullest, that's where we find our positive energy and our passion and, yes, our purpose. So being pissed can take you to purposeful. But you have to be willing to sit in the gray. Okay? It's not always, it's not never. It is sometimes or every now and then. It's not black, it's not white. It's several different shades in between. Okay? And there's so much beauty and vibrance in that. You know, it's not you need to, right? It's that, you know, you could. And there's options, and you can sit in those options. You know, polarizing, you know, it's our, you know, our body and our mind and our psychological selves trying to make it easy, okay? But you miss out on so much when it's easy. When you hit the F it button, you are missing out on all that you need to find passion, to give grace, to live a life of purpose. So with all of that, my little rant, let's make a conscious, wise-minded decision to move from pissed to passionate. All right, guys, thanks so much.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Hey, listen up. You don't want to miss out on this. Wise Mind Enterprises and Lightning in a Bottle digital courses are offering Direct Impact listeners deep discounts of up to 25% on their course offerings.
Say what? 25%?
That's right, Edward. Just visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/courses to pre-order and save big. These courses are carefully curated with you in mind.
Hey, Madison, did you know Lightning in a Bottle works with credentialed, licensed professional psychotherapists to create life-giving content that is sure to make an impact?
I did, and I'm super excited about their new courses.
Me too. New digital courses include The Antidote to Reactive Living, Healing Body Betrayal, Escaping the Perfectionism Paradox, Essential Truths to Support Your Recovery, just to name a few, and with more life-enhancing courses coming down the pipeline.
And if 25% savings still leaves you on the fence, well, how about this? The first 20 people to pre-order will receive 50% off a second course of their choosing. I don't know about you, but I need at least two of those courses. So visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/courses today and enter the promo code IMPACT to receive massive savings on valuable courses.
Oh, side note, Lightning in a Bottle offers more than just courses. They offer a recovery and life enhancement community, and they are always interested in hearing from you. If one of these courses didn't resonate with you, we'll let them know what you're looking for on your journey because your voice is valued and vital.
Alrighty, my friends, pre-order or engage with Lightning in a Bottle at www.lightninginabottle.biz. Invest in you today, and don't forget your promo code IMPACT.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.